Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of the week's Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you about today is that new revenue report for state government that came out this week. Tax collections a little bit up in September, but not as much as expected.
A little bit up being the operative phrase. Revenues, that's tax collections, were up just under 4%. That's about half the August growth figure. And this could be a troubling sign. It could be an indication that all of this murmuring that one is hearing and about which we have written over months, that there's going to be a pretty tough, pretty tight budget come January, could all be unfolding. We have these less than sterling increases in revenue coupled with an announcement by the governor that he wants agencies to be prepared to cut their spending 2%, 4%, or 6%. It looks like, you know, the governor is catching up with the narrative on the budget. And remember, stimulus dollars, which were used to balance the budget, run out next year. And then there's this big, big question mark, federal spending cuts, if that super committee can't reach terms. So all of this seems to combine for a very difficult budget at a difficult point in McDonald's administration. This will be the only budget that's his and his alone. It'll be his legacy budget. This will be the fiscal foundation of McDonald's small d democracy. And it also is a reminder that these surpluses that he's reported, $400 million or so last year, about $540 million this year, were really largely products of a federal handout and some budget gimmickry, including that $700 million raid on the public employee pension fund.
There was a rather curious poll this week that showed that while most Virginians are really disenchanted with representatives in Washington generally, the national government, they're very happy with their statewide elected officials of both parties. What's going on here?
Yes, Quinnipiac reports that Bob McDonnell is very popular. He's got a 62% approval rating. You know, one wonders, with all of this goodwill, is the governor prepared to take some risks? And that would not seem to be the case. And perhaps you should look at some of the subordinate numbers in this poll. For example, 66% of the respondents indicated that they believe Virginia's on the right course, as opposed to, say, the nation. Only 19% think that the national government is doing the right thing. So this may essentially be a signal, statistically, that is, that, you know, Bob McDonnell is prepared to stay the course. Now, there are some signs of discontent with the governor, if you will, by a margin of 52% to 42%. Virginians disapprove of tolls on Interstate 95. Of course, you know, one man's toll is another man's taxes. And, you know, the governor has indicated that he's not prepared to raise taxes for transportation or, for that matter, anything.
Yeah, and I think the poll indicated that a slight majority would prefer the toll over a gas tax increase if it came down to that.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Also, Mark Warner is one percentage point behind Bob McDonnell. His approval rating is 61%. I can just see Mark Warner gnashing his teeth.
Eric Cantor, Virginia congressman and House Majority Leader, has started a super PAC.
Yes, the super PACs are these political action committees. They're creatures of that big Supreme Court decision. They are allowed to collect unlimited donations, essentially ceilingless donations. This is an opportunity for Cantor to raise a lot of money and throw a lot of money around. It also is an opportunity for him, and this is important, for him to build loyalty to the Cantor brand and not necessarily to the Republican caucus. That's important given Cantor's presumed ambitions for the speakership. All of this unfolding at about the same time the majority leader, the gentleman from Henrico, is trading body blows with the president over that jobs bill. President calling out Cantor by name when he was down in Texas, stumping for the bill, which, of course, was killed in the Senate this week. The majority leader was in New York, and fired back, taking aim at an element of the jobs bill that would cap itemized deductions, including those on charitable donations.
We have just about a minute, a little bit less to go. I understand that the president's visit now has some more detail attached to it. We know exactly where he's going to be visiting in Virginia.
Yes, the president, a two-day bus tour, North Carolina and Virginia. He'll be rolling through Emporia and Hampton in areas of the state that are politically friendly and politically unfriendly. President, again, going to be pushing for some jobs-creating legislation. This is an interesting issue. Jim Webb, the retiring senator, wasn't too keen on it. And Tim Kaine, the Democrat who's running for Webb's seat, isn't sure he's very excited about how the president wants to pay for it. Kaine would like to see the high-end tax breaks from the Bush tax cut plan rolled back to finance this measure.
Okay, time's just about gone for this time, Jeff. So thanks, and we'll talk to you again next Friday morning.
Have a great weekend.
Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.